Before we sit down, who has a birthday or an anniversary this month? Come up, please. Come up here. Do you know their names? Maybe not Craig. Tell me, I've forgotten your name. Mark? I know Craig. And Chris. And do you have a birthday? Azuna? Okay. Azuna, Craig, and Chris. Okay. Azuna, Craig, and Chris, we are going to pray for your birthdays. God our Father, the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, brought great joy to Mary and Joseph. We give thanks to you for Azuna, for Craig, and for Chris, whose birthdays fall in this month of March and we celebrate today. May they ever grow in your faith, hope, and love. We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And have a wonderful birthday, whichever day it comes. Are there any anniversaries? Okay, well, we'll pray anyway for anybody you know who may be having an anniversary this month. Gracious God, on this special day for our friends and families who may celebrate anniversaries this month, we remember the vows of love and commitment to you and to each other in marriage. We pray for your continued blessing on them. May they learn from both their joys and sorrows and discover new riches in their life together in you. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now, please be seated for the announcements. And I'm going to turn those over to Leonard. But just to say thank you for your tolerance with me, because I come seldom enough now that I don't exactly remember what's happening on what day. But you're all very flexible and you go with the flow. So I thank you for that. Leonard.
And thank you very much to Reverend Connie for being here with us. And we are creative, so we also go with the flow.
I say something that I forgot? You know I always do this. When we pray for birthdays, somebody I should have mentioned, because I think many of you probably know him, is Gerald Loweth, who is a past rector of St. Mary's Richmond Hill. There's a special celebration for him at noon today for his 90th birthday. So for those of you who know Father Jerry, just keep him in your prayers.
We certainly will, Reverend Connie. He's actually my spiritual director as well, so it's a special, special birthday. Thank you very much for that reminder. And thanks to Chris for being here with us. Very, very thought-provoking, very helpful, and very informative. And another round of applause for Chris for being here with us today. The Faith Works envelopes on the outside. As you leave, please make sure that you collect your Faith Works envelope. They're all labeled. And if you do not find one with a label, we'll make sure that we get one for you. And as was mentioned earlier on, LOFT is one of the Faith Works agencies. And the opportunity is there to designate your giving to one or several Faith Works agencies, or you can have it spread across all of the Faith Works agencies. So you'd see that from the information that you've been provided. Thank you very much. We had a wonderful time on Friday night for those who attended the Poetry Cafe, and the plan is that we'll have our final in this series on April the 29th. And we will be focusing on poems of joy during this Eastertide. So we had poems of lamentation during Lent on Friday, poems of joy by God's grace on April the 29th. There's a lot happening in the parish. Please read your leaflet, your bulletin, but I wanted to emphasize a few events that are coming up. This Wednesday evening at 7:30, Candlelight Eucharist, here in the chapel. If you're able to make it, please come. The band dance is coming up very quickly, and someone is here today with tickets. Eileen is here with tickets, and make sure that you get your tickets early. That's right. Chris bought his ticket early this morning. And be assured, we did not have any money changing in the temple. It was not done in the sanctuary. It was so, see Eileen after. As mentioned in the prayers, Canon Mark's dad is having surgery tomorrow. So please keep Vic in your prayers. His wife, who is Mark's mother, Lee. Eric, who is Mark's brother, and the entire family. So if I'm moving too fast, slow me down. It's just that there are quite a few announcements. So Mark, Vic, his father, who is having surgery, Lee, who is Vic's wife, Mark's mother, and Eric, Mark's brother. Eric, you've met. Eric did the Thanksgiving dinner for us last year. Again, please be sure to read the announcements. And please keep everything in prayer this week. Did I miss anything, Wardens, Doug? Thank you very much. God bless you this week. And we'll have our final hymn, which is...